I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan. This is the Allegheny Front. President Obama spent about 10% of the State of the Union, about 600 words, discussing energy, climate change, and fuel efficiency in his first State of the Union address this term. Here's perhaps the most pointed part of what we heard on Tuesday.
We can choose to believe that Superstorm Sandy and the most severe drought in decades and the worst wildfires some states have ever seen were all just a freak coincidence. Or we can choose to believe in the overwhelming judgment of science and act before it's too late.
I went to a Sierra Club watch party for the speech where about a half dozen activists were gathered. Our news analyst Anne Murray stayed home and watched. Here we are comparing notes, Anne.
Hi, Jennifer.
What did you make of this statement?
This is probably the first time in a major address he connected the dots and connected global climate change with science, and he also framed it in terms of real extreme weather. And it was a real call to people who don't believe that climate change is man-made. How did the folks with the Sierra Club react?
There's a retiree there, Barbara Grover, chair of the Sierra Club's Allegheny group. I'd like to play you what she said.
I would have liked him to emphasize the climate change more because I think that's really one of the that is the biggest issue that we have to face. If we can't solve that one, we're not here anymore.
Overall, Ms. Grover said that she was happy with the speech, and so was Randy Francisco. He's the lead organizer of the local Sierra Club. He was happy that you didn't hear anything about coal in this speech. And you noticed that too, didn't you, Anne?
Yeah, it was very absent. But I think that a lot of people in the industry might be happy that Mr. Obama didn't mention coal either, in light of the fact that one of his big playing cards is the Clean Air Act. And under the Clean Air Act, the Supreme Court has ruled that the Environmental Protection Agency can regulate carbon and other greenhouse gases in future power plants, but the EPA could also regulate existing plants and other industrial polluters. And a lot of energy experts agree that many of the older coal-fired power plants won't make the standard.
Obama had some kind of tough words and a tough look, I think, at the members of the Congress. But he wasn't really specific on what would happen after the speech.
Yeah, he sort of gave an ultimatum to Congress and said, if I want the Congress, I call upon the Congress to go with a bipartisan market-based solution to carbon, to CO2 emissions. And that pretty much means cap and trade, at least putting a price on carbon. And environmentalists, even people in the industry, said that's a pretty good idea to know where we stand by putting a price on CO2 emissions. It also allows the United States to work with other countries in a bigger carbon market. But it's pretty much agreed that that's not going to happen. President Obama tried that with Congress in his first term. It made it through the House of Representatives, but the Senate didn't pass it. So probably the ball's going to be in the executive branch's court.
One of the items of particular local interest that the president talked about, natural gas.
Yeah, he, excuse my pun, gushed about natural gas. Sorry. Let's listen to a quote, what he said.
We produce more natural gas than ever before, and nearly everyone's energy bill is lower because of it. And over the last 4 years, our emissions of the dangerous carbon pollution that threatens our planet have actually fallen. But for the sake of our children and our future, we must do more to combat climate change.
And that is true, that the carbon emissions in the United States have gone down. And some of that is because natural gas is replacing coal as part of the energy mix with power plants.
Is your gas bill lower?
Making a comparison to a couple of years ago, it is lower.
Significant?
Yeah. But the question is, will gas remain low? Will there be a big supply? And of course, one of the questions is, will gas be sold out of the country, making the supply smaller and gas bills could go up? And also, Mr. Obama talked about the fact that, yeah, gas is cleaner, but it's still a fossil fuel, and we need to clean natural gas up. We need to make it a cleaner fuel, and we also need to expand our alternative energy sources. And Ironically, he wants to use the money that the federal government makes from drilling for oil and gas on federal lands to do more research about natural gas, do more research and expand alternative energies. So again, he has to call on Congress because those monies are federal monies. The Congress would have to weigh in on any type of transaction, any type of money that would subsidize that kind of research. So back to Congress.
Thanks very much, Anne.
Well, thanks.
To read an extended version of Anne Murray's news analysis, please go to AlleghenyFront.org.